late night help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about health. We're going to be talking about everything from alkaline water, mental health. We're going to talk about mind, body, spirit with Shula Brisky and Robert Clancy during the last part of our show, and a lot more in between. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm fairly well, thank you so much for asking.
You're welcome. I always want to know how you are. If you're not button pushing, then I have trouble.
Yeah, I understand.
We are going to go to our friend Keith Cantor, Dr. Keith Cantor, or Dr. Keith Cantor, has a doctorate, a PhD, as well as he's an ND, naturopathic doctor. He is based in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta. He's been on the show before. Dr. Cantor, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Doesn't sound like he's from Atlanta or Georgia or south of the Mason-Dixon line, but there is a little Brooklynese there.
Bronx,
okay. Bronx, Brooklyn, pretty much the same to the Southern California boy. We want to talk to you. First of all, congratulations. You've been told that rated, actually, as one of the top, if not the top, nutrition writer and researcher in the country for 2016. Tell us about that.
Well, I just got received notice that if I keep the same pace up, that for 2016, I'll be the top published nutritional scientist in the United States and very possibly the world. And that's, you know, a great honor.
That is terrific. Congratulations. What kind of research do you do? Do you analyze other people's research?
Mostly I analyze other people's research, and then I'll go a few steps further. I do some testing, but I don't have the money for the big double-blind clinical tests.
What side of the aisle are you on? Are you on the naturopathic side, or are you on the big pharma side, or a combination of both?
Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor, but you know, I think there's a place for medicine, but I try to do things naturally as much as I can to lower the amount of medicine needed because of the terrible side effects so much medicine has.
What? There's a new thing called integrative medicine, and which takes the best of both worlds. Is that something that you would think is the right direction?
It's definitely the right direction.
All right. That was a very long answer, Keith. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about our topic today, which is inflammation. We've talked about this on Late Night Health over the last 4 years or so. Inflammation, naturopathic doctors have said for years, is the beginning of many diseases, if not all diseases.
And it's not just naturopathic doctors. The CDC, the American Medical Association, NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, all say that inflammation adversely affects or is actually causative to 65 to 85% of all chronic illnesses, including substance abuse and a lot of the mental illnesses.
Wow. Now that's a relatively new step for allopathic medicine, is it not?
Correct. It is, and now they're trying to put pressure on the medical schools. I actually got contacted by several because they want to start teaching courses in the next year or so on how nutrition, inflammation, and body flora affect the different diseases. Because they're not taught that in medical school, so we can't blame the doctors for not talking about it and teaching it.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, many doctors, my personal physician went back to school after getting his MD and studied naturopathic, medicine as well. Now, he's a young guy. He's in his 40s, and that makes sense to him. And, of course, that's why I go to him. He's the best of both worlds.
That's right, but that's rare. Most of them don't do that. They're so busy with their practices and all the problems they have with insurance, and now the government getting involved, it gets harder and harder to go back to school and take new courses. So they're trying to make sure at least the new doctors have some foundation on nutrition, inflammation, and body flora.
What is your, how do I put this? What is your take on body flora, which would be probiotics, correct?
Well, probiotics is one way to handle it, but body flora is the bacteria in our body, mostly in our gut. And it's, in a sense, a second brain, and we found out through research recently that the two talk to each other back and forth. So if we throw the body flora off, that bacteria off, and the bad bacteria takes over the good bacteria, it causes all sorts of problems throughout the body. And inflammation affects the body flora, so that's another reason why it's so important.
I just took a probiotic as I came in here to the studio. I try to take one or two every day. Do you think supplementing body flora with probiotics or even prebiotics is a good thing?
Yes, I do it also. I take a probiotic every day. I think it's good to supplement it. And then the other thing that helps, of course, is to keep to try not to have an acidic diet, which most of the negative or the bad bacteria thrive on. So you want to try to keep a more neutral, what you would call pH, but basically not to have too much acid in our bodies.
You and I were talking early this morning, before the show, I mean really early, a couple hours ago, and we were talking about some of the ethnic foods that we both grew up with, which tend to be somewhat acidic. Pickles is one thing, which also can be probiotic if they're made correctly. What about eating pickled or fermented foods?
Well, in my named program, I try to make the menus about 70% alkaline and 30% acidic, to try to help with that, and then I do the rest with a hydroxide water to try to keep the body in balance, what they call homeostasis.
If I eat just acidic foods, foods that are filled with preservatives, trans fats, etc., this is obviously, we know it's not healthy, but it drives America. Fast food drives America. It's a shame, but it's true. Otherwise, Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, you name it, wouldn't exist.
That's correct, but we have to try. It's called a Western diet, basically. But we have to try to overcome that, and that's what I do with my menus that I show and use in the name program, and that's what I try to do with the hydroxide water, is try to balance out that problem, because the body has a good buffering system. We just tend to overwhelm it.
If I eat or drink a pH balanced or alkaline water, and there are many on the market, and we're going to talk about this, if we talk about these alkaline waters, does the body turn alkaline, become alkaline?
No. Like I said, our body has a natural buffering system. And if you use regular alkaline water, what they try to do is buffer the acidity, which means flood the system with alkaline water, and they hope that that'll counterbalance the acidity. And that's one way to do it. It's not a very efficient way. And if you really have too much of it, it really wouldn't be good for you, but you really can't drink that much of it. You would tend to lose it through sweat and urination. But all that is doing is buffering it. It's trying to overwhelm it. And what I do is I use a hydroxide water called Aqua OH, and what that does specifically is it gets the acid out of the body. The acid is caused by hydrogen protons, which break off of things like lactic acid or H3O, and hydroxide, which is OH, runs around the body and it looks for an H to find water, and that's a very natural way to get rid of the excess acid. And when you do that, you get rid of the excess acid, you get rid of the alkaline, and then you let the body do what it does naturally, which is form another acid and form a sodium bicarbonate, so it's naturally buffered. And that's the best way to do it, is to actually neutralize the acid, not buffer it, not just try to overwhelm it. And when you do that and you don't have the acidity, acidity causes acidosis, acidosis causes inflammation, and that's what causes all the problems. So that's why through diet and a pure hydroxide water like Aqua OH, that's why I use that, and it seems to be working very well in all the results that I've had.
Our guest is Dr. Keith Cantor. Dr. Keith Cantor, PhD. Is our guest, and we're talking about inflammation and how inflammation is the start of many diseases. And in fact, the gut health is also another beginning. If your gut health goes wrong, well, everything else can go wrong too. We'll talk about that in just a couple of moments with Dr. Keith Cantor. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com. Lots going on there. Join us on Facebook. Much more coming up here on Late Night Health. Don't go away. More coming up. Keith and I and Daryl will be back. Okay, Keith. Good so far.
Okay. How much longer?
I think we have 7.5 minutes.
Okay, good.
6.5.
Good.
So we do little taste.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's better.
Yeah. So, good.
You don't want the people to get bored.
Well, we keep changing topics. I mean, our next topic is also in Georgia, actually, I think. No, I'm not sure, to be honest with you. And we're going, it's something, I can't even, we're talking about getting the life you want, and this is from somebody who grew up fat, so, and now she has a modeling agency for fat, featuring fat women. So, we'll see about that. I wanted to ask, you know, you told me you prefer a bland diet.
Yeah, personally, I don't like spicy foods.
Okay, so you've got two spicy guys here with Daryl winning me by hands down. I like spicy.
Yeah, so does my wife.
Yeah. And so my question is that a healthier diet?
Some spices are healthy. Pepper is actually healthy. Salt obviously isn't. It's really the ratio of salt to sodium, but so some spices are good. Cinnamon is a healthy spice. So there's some that are good, some that aren't.
Jalapeno pepper.
What type?
Jalapeno.
I don't think that's unhealthy unless you had too much of it. You know, you could get some heartburn and some things like that if you're not used to it, but I don't think it's really unhealthy.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We're going to start in just a moment. Daryl will tell me when. Some time with a woman who, as I said, owns a modeling agency for women who are plump, and we're going to talk about life and having the best season of your life coming up with Dolores in just a couple of moments here on Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen, along with Dr. Keith Cantor. We are talking about pH in the body, as well as alkalinity. The water, drinking a special water, the Aqua OH that you mentioned, can that actually help make us more healthy or keep us from getting sick?
Well, first of all, the company won't make any claims at all.
Of course not.
So that's it. But speaking as a scientist, and if they look on my websites, I show scientific proof how using hydroxide, which in this case is AquaOH, combines with the hydrogen protein to eliminate the acid. First, I had to prove that that's where the acid came from. And by getting rid of the acid, you get rid of acidosis, which gets rid of inflammation, which helps with a lot of diseases. So I could just show the science. The company's real strict about me not making a claim that if you drink AquaOH, everything will be okay. But I could show you the science that says, and they could look, I'll give a couple websites before we get off. They could look on my website, nameprogram.com or drkeithcantor.com, or they could go to optharmony.com. And for that, they need an access code, and they could just use drkeithcantor for the access code, because that's a closed site, because it's mostly for doctors or medical professionals or trainers or business owners.
Keith, let me ask you, what is hydroxide?
Hydroxide is OH. So water is made up of H2O.
Right.
So you have an H and an OH. And water sometimes will break up, and the hydrogen will go to one place, and the OH could go to another place, or an extra hydrogen could get added to the water forming H3O, which is called hydronium, which is the most acidic molecule known in an aqueous solution, and we don't know that, and most people don't know that. So that's what this does when it sees a hydronium, which is an H3O, it takes the H away, the OH does, and now it forms two waters.
All right.
And that's how you neutralize
it. This is reminding me of Dr. Schuster's chemistry class that I didn't do so well in it.
But there's only two things to remember. You have H and OH, and the OH runs around and gets the H's, which is the hydrogen protons, and that's what neutralizes the acid, and then the body will do the rest by itself.
What about taking something like sodium bicarbonate? Doesn't that help to neutralize the acid?
Somewhat, and they have that, and sometimes we take that if we have an upset stomach. But the body will automatically produce sodium bicarbonate every time it produces an acid. So every time we neutralize an acid, the body immediately produces another acid and a sodium bicarbonate molecule, buffering itself. That's a normal system. And if we let the body do what it's supposed to do naturally, I guess that's why I'm a naturopath, that always works better than us doing it you know, through chemicals
and pharmaceuticals. Our guest is Dr. Keith Cantor, and we're talking about a number of things. Inflammation as the beginning of disease. We're talking about maintaining the proper pH for your body. Is it true that people who are ill, for example, with cancer or other catastrophic diseases, tend to have a more acidic pH?
It's really not true. pH is just one indication, but the body will tend to use everything at its disposal to keep the pH at about 7.35 overall. But what will happen is there'll be areas where we have too much acid. And most oncologists or people that are dealing with cancer will tell people to go on an alkaline diet and drink alkaline water. And the same thing would be true with the AquaOH to get rid of the acid.
And would naturopaths follow the same recommendations?
Yes. Well, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but most of them would.
Most of them would, okay.
Yes.
Having an acidic, overall acidic pH is not necessarily, in your opinion, indicative of disease?
It's not that it's not indicative of it. The body won't allow you to go that much below 7.35. Then you'd be really, really sick and have to go to the hospital. And it won't let you go that much above it. So we use pH as an indicator because that's what we're used to. But what'll happen is there'll be certain areas of the body that have too much acid or possibly are too alkaline. And that's what we have to work on more specifically.
We're out of time.
That's okay.
Aqua OH is a new product, a relatively new product. It's a it helps to balance the body. Would that be a good way of describing it?
It gets rid of the hydrogen protons, which cause the acidity, and it'll help with getting rid of the acid in the body, which will help with acidosis, which science says will help with inflammation.
Well, we're running out of time. I've got to go. If you go to latenighthealth.com, we'll get you a link to both Aqua OH and Dr. Cantor's website, too. Coming up next, we're going to get you tuned up for the